Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I am your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter, very censored. This has seemed like this is becoming an hourly, weekly, monthly, yearly kind of thing with the NFL. Me going back and forth whether or not I should continue with my pack with them. I think with Jim Irsay's comment about making a comparison with CTE concussions, whatever, with aspirin, I think we're at the point of no return now. I'm done. I can't do it anymore because at this point I'm convinced that they're just trying to muck up the message. You have the director or the head health person say what he said. Roger Goodell, the commissioner, kind of said something similar, but not really. Then you had Jerry Jones on the far other end with his absurd comment. And now you have Jim Irsay with his aspirin. They're mucking up the message. They're making it so where it's almost confusing to know what's going on, what's not, what's an issue, what's not an issue. It's frustrating. It's almost like you have a favorite movie that you liked as a kid and you rewatch it and you find out that it wasn't that good to begin with. And your whole memory of that movie is terrible. Or not the memory of the movie is terrible. Watching all those memories that was connected to that movie being good, now it's terrible. Hey, I like terrible. Good word. So that's the point where I'm at now with the whole NFL. It's like I've rewatched that movie and it's a bad movie. It's not good. It's horrible. It's atrocious. So I'm not gonna act or pretend that it's a good movie. Could they're mucking up the message. Come on, just be honest. It's as if telling the truth or being forthcoming. Do you think there's going to be a mass exodus from the sport? People just up and leave and not play? Because I don't think that's going to be the case. I still think that you're going to have people that want to play. And then you're going to have instances where to get up out of a certain income or position that you're in, football is going to be your way to feed your family, make a better life for yourself. So it's, and that's the risk that some people are going to be willing to take. There's certain points, so there's certain things that you do or want to do, and you have to take a risk, you have to jump. And some athletes aren't going to want to take that risk, whatever it may or may not lead to. They'd rather choose another sport. But that other sport may have a risk similar or not. But some other risk, and if you don't choose to play a sport at all, you do something else, there's another risk going to getting a higher education, picking up a trade. So there's always going to be some form of risk. So the sport disappearing completely, I just don't see a mass exit. And it seems like the owners are in fear mode, where they fear that there's going to be this mass exit of players. Oh, we don't want to play. We got to get out. We got to get out now. Let's get out. Let's go. Follow the leader. Beep, beep. Because why else would you come out with stuff that's different? Lie? Half truth? Oh, no. Wait. Being intellectually dishonest. Why else would you do it? Why muck it up? So I'm looking I want to look more or do some more research and get deeper into that. And I think that'll be something that I'll touch on for the show. But at the same time, it's past the point of frustrating. It really is. It's at the point of, do you really think that we're dumb? Morons? Ignorant? Because it comes off as that way. So yeah, my pack with the NFL, it's gone now. It's gone forever. There's no way it's coming back. It is what it is. It's Manning being Manning. And there's something else. Since baseball is coming around, baseball season, opening day, which I stick by everything I say, that there should be a sport holiday. All sports. Sport holiday. Open it up. Yep. And final game. Yep. Major League Baseball opening day. Holiday. Super Bowl the day after. Holiday. Hey, see, I'm looking out. Looking out for the little guy, like always. But anyway, I digress. Since baseball is coming around, and there's been so much stuff on that, far as with, should they celebrate? No. Act like you've been there before. You're showing somebody up. Wah! And that, and all of that. Oh, the numbers guys are ruining baseball. Wah! I'm not going to say the number guys are ruining baseball, or what do they want to be called? Statisticians? Ooh. They're not, but they have to somewhat get put in check a little bit, because everything's truly, if you can get a number for everything, figure out a percentage for everything, which they have to a certain extent, maybe, possibly, probably, IDK. Let's not get to the point or make it to the point where, why even play the game if you determine an outcome? We can already somewhat determine how many wins and losses a team should get. You know, I'm cool with it. I'm cool with the numbers. I'm somewhat of a numbers guy. Yeah. I use the numbers to either confirm or deny some possibilities that I think could happen. I'm not a slave to the numbers. And there are a lot of people, and it's starting to get popular where you're becoming a slave to the numbers. I guess that's what made it so good that the Kansas City Royals won, because it went against most of the numbers people. So that was a fun thing. Extremely, extremely fun thing to happen. Cause good old Ned, good guy. So for the show, we're gonna get into some analytics, baseball analytics, how that compares with modern day baseball, or what's going on with baseball, and somehow tied into opening day for sure. So that should be pretty interesting. I don't know if it's going to be doable. We shall see. But then again, this isn't a sports show, or the show isn't a sports show. Nah, it's not. It's a fake sports show. Anything's possible. It's doable. Definitely doable. Something we should all look forward to. Meanwhile, I'm not sure if we are going to do anything for the final few games of basketball. Maybe if there's an intriguing story that comes along. But that's neither here nor there. I think all of the LeBron James people should be back from their time travel adventure. Yeah, because that 2011 was good. But it's not a place where I think we should go or be at. Definitely not a place. So much with 2016. Come on. What do you want? What do you want with 2011? Come on. That's like the bad movie thing all over again. Come on. Oh yeah, and I find it extremely intriguing where there's a lot of bits, material, stuff that we do for the show, and coincidentally, it's on mainstream. So there are people listening. Imagine that. Well, you know what? You're welcome. Oh no, how does that go? No, thank you. That's better. Extra, extra. And to the one person that's listening, you know what to do. Stand up and say it with your chest. Peace. Out.